Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. It is Dukes and Bell. Mike's out. Chris is in today. Tomorrow we are at Taco Mac Woodstock. Come on out and hang out with us. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Today, and we're going to get back into this, as we were talking about Albert Breer laying out how the Falcons were completely sold. And I said this to you. They really liked him. They loved the kid. And this is who they wanted. But according to Albert Breer, there was never any dissension from this decision. Meaning if he was going to be there, they were picking him regardless.
Yep.
And I think that's important to understand. We talk about having a conviction on a player, and you heard Terry Fontenot tell us this on Friday, right? We were up there at Flowery Branch. Terry Fontenot, our general manager, sat down. He said, we believe in him. And we picked him. But that belief started a long time ago. And so we're going to run through all of that and kind of get you up to date. Listen, it might not make you feel any better, but what you need to have an understanding of is this just didn't come out of left field. This wasn't Terry in some random room by himself going, hey, let's pick Penix. That's not how this happened.
No, it's saying if you trust Terry, trust this.
And I do. I've got to see the player do his part, but no one right now can tell me that the pick itself, again, is absolutely the wrong pick. You may not like where he went. You might have thought that he should have gone in a different spot. But we do not know that. And so we got into that article, and we were talking about it. We'll get back into it. And Charles McDonald, just the convenient narrative that everybody is using where they said, oh, this is a terrible pick. And, you know, I'm not defending the Falcons. As I said, these guys will get on the field. They'll either win games or they won't, and hopefully they will because I'm tired of losing. What I am defending is this idea that guys that are a million miles away from Atlanta just go, oh, yeah, that's a bad pick. How? You don't know that. We don't know that. We don't know any of these guys that were taken in the first round. Now, I will say this. Some of these quarterbacks, Turtle, will fail. We know that.
Not some. Most.
Right?
Most.
So, but we don't know which ones. Everybody thinks it's going to be Bo Nix. What if Bo Nix is a star under Sean Payton? Everybody thinks it's going to be Bo Nix. Everybody thinks Drake May is not as good as Jaden Daniels. What if Drake May balls out in New England? Like, we don't know. So this is the thing, and this is why the draft is so interesting. We're going to find out. You get a chance to prove it on Sundays. You get a chance to show whether you are that dude or not. And last year when everybody was saying, hey, it's Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud was quietly just doing his thing. And then by the end of the season, it wasn't even a question about, wow, okay, he's really good. And I think that's how this is going to play out. And I don't know. If maybe three of these guys end up being really good. But it's rare that all of them will be.
I think Bo Nix actually has a shot,
so
ironically.
Do I.
Because
so do I.
The main reason being, he's going to listen to whatever the hell Sean Payton says. He's not going to pull a Russell Wilson. He has no standing. What ground does Bo Nix have to work on? Yeah, he was good at Oregon his last year, but he hasn't done anything in the NFL. So Sean Payton's going to be able to put his fingers all over the imprint of Bo Nix's NFL career in the way that he wasn't able to do with Russell Wilson. Because Russell Wilson came in and said, hey, I'm the man. I won a Super Bowl, Jack. You're not telling me anything.
Yeah.
And Sean Payton said, oh, yeah? Well, we'll see who's here in 2 years and who's not. And now Russ is in Pittsburgh. And Bo Nix is coming in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed saying, hey, I just threw 40 touchdowns in college. Let's make this thing work in the NFL. So, ironically enough, I think Bo Nix is the least NFL-ready prospect of all of them. But I think he has some of the best odds to be successful because of the situation he's going into.
Yeah. He has a certain skill set. Here's the thing that you can't replace. And by the way,
a particular set of skills.
He has a particular set of skills. Here's the other thing, and then we'll get to the dogs. And Grant McCauley's on the way in about 15 minutes. He works like crazy. And even though you may not have all the tools, he doesn't have the arm of Michael Penix. He doesn't have the athleticism of Caleb Williams, right? But he works. And I think sometimes you can overcome some things. And, oh, by the way, let me tell you something else about Michael Penix. And I'm not – I love this pick. I just do. I've told you guys. And I hope it benefits us down the road. But one of the things we found out at the Combine is that the Falcons are asking other potential prospects, quarterbacks, who would you want on your team? Who do you think really works hard? Turtle, what was the answer? Michael Penix.
Michael Penix.
That's random.
But that's never been a question about him.
No, but it adds to what he is about. It tells us why he was able to overcome these injuries and have success. It tells you his makeup. Like, it's easy for somebody to say, hey, I like this person, or I think this guy. But when multiple people tell you the same thing, it's probably true.
Well, I'll tell you who I'm worried about in terms of this conversation, Jaden Daniels. You know why, Carl? He's supposed to be the savior.
You're right.
He's got Superman from day one.
Yeah.
He's got to go in there and be who he was in college in the NFL, and they are not giving any wiggle room. He's got to go in there and be, you know, C.J. Stroud 2.0. And is that fair? Is that realistic?
Probably not.
I don't think Drake May has that expectation. I think Caleb Williams does, but I also think – that's a separate circumstance. That's Andrew Luck. That's Peyton Manning. That's
the number one overall pick.
Yeah, that's a different example than the next guy up who's being put into a position, thrust into a position to say, save our franchise. We've been the laughing stock of the NFL for 15 years.
No,
tough.
No, it is. Number one picks always get scrutinized differently. Big O, man, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
So let me understand this. You think Nick Saban was throwing some shade? You don't like what Saban had to say about Amarius Mims? Is that what I'm understanding here?
Oh, I know he was throwing some shade.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Saban, when the pick came in, Amarius Mims from Georgia, says the guy's got all the tools. He's got great size. He's got great power. But it makes you wonder, how did the guy only start 8 games? Nick Saban talking about Amarius Mims. Like in the SEC championship game, he played only the first 15 minutes of the game, and then he's out. He takes himself out. I don't know what. He was injured, he was hurt, whatever. But you've got to be a little bit more consistent in your performance if you're going to be a great player and a starter in the National Football League. Nick Saban going in on Amarius Mims. Now, Amarius Mims said, I don't care what he said. That's his response. I don't blame him. He's been picked. He now gets a chance to go prove it. But was Nick Saban throwing a little shade here, or is he being right about Amarius Mims?
Convenient that he's talking about a dog, huh? Did he have those same comments about his Alabama players?
No, actually,
drafted?
He was all about
yeah,
the love.
Effusive praise is the words I'd use.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the thing, Carl. Don't throw salt on a player's reputation before they played it down in the league. You got to – as Nick grows into an analyst, I think that's something he'll do a lot less of. And that's ironic because this is what people want him and Bill Belichick to do. They want him and Bill Belichick to come on the air and say, this player stinks, and here's why. That's what people want these guys to do.
Is he wrong, though, about Amarius Mims? Why did he take himself out of the SEC championship game? Why did he only start 8 games? Is the work ethic there? That's what he's questioning. Is he wrong?
Yes, he's wrong. Now, much like you put your faith in Michael Penix, Mims is going to be a stud, man. He's going to be just fine in the NFL. He's going to be plug and play. Where'd he go? To the Bengals? Where'd he go? Bengals,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah.
Joe Burrow.
They needed him, too.
Yeah, because Joe, because they're getting him killed.
Yeah, they need him.
So you think the Bengals would say, we've paid our quarterback $240 million guaranteed, and we're going to take a risk on a tackle like that? Come on, man. That's Nick. That's how you know. That's Nick being, hey, this guy from Georgia?
You don't think you don't think Nick asked Kirby maybe about this?
I don't have anything else to say about it. So don't ask.
Come on, Nick. I mean, don't you think he
Nick
has...
and Kirby consult on these sort of things?
Well,
Come on, he's not in coaching.
That ain't the case. What if he called Kirby and said, "Tell me about the Mims kid"? And Kirby's like, "Hmm." And then Nick was like, "Okay, gotcha."
Kirby wouldn't do that to one of his own. You think Kirby would do that to one of his
own? So you can ask the bottle, but don't ask me.
Because you know what that does, Carl? That only hurts Kirby.
Why?
Because then his player gets taken lower in the draft if he's leaking that kind of shade
out. This is twice today you've put words in my mouth, and I do not like it at
all. How did I put words in your mouth?
I am not insinuating that Kirby said anything negative. What I said is that maybe Saban called Kirby to ask him about Mims, and maybe Kirby was like,
Then where did he get the information from?
I'm not going to. So yeah. Quit asking.
Okay. Exactly. Freaking-zactly.
By the way, it doesn't make you a bad guy. Listen, all these guys go through the program. Some guys are killers, and they work hard like Brock Bowers, and you never, ever, 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 ever have to worry about him. And other guys, Turtle, all these guys are not going to be rock stars, even though they're getting chances in the league. So I'm not saying that Kirby would you know, throw his player under the bus, but to have a coach's conversation, he respects Nick. He loves Nick. And to say, hey, tell me about the Mims kid, because I think he's going to go get drafted.
And you think he's dropping a dime on his player like that? Come on, Carl.
What, do you think they don't talk?
He wants him to get picked as high as he can in the NFL draft.
Well, listen, Nick Saban didn't have any influence over where this kid got picked. He just gave you an analysis after he got picked. He didn't have any influence on where Amarius Mims went.
You really think I'm going to answer the question?
You don't think Nick Saban gets consulted by NFL coaches on where to draft players? Are you out of your mind?
Kirby, I think you did. Kirby did not drop a dime on
Amarius Mims.
You really think I'm going to answer that question?
Come on, Carl.
I think Nick called. Kirby was like, what up?
And he was
Nick
like,
was like, what up?
He was like,
See, y'all don't think he says stuff like that. Nick is cool as hell. Nick was like, what up? Kirby was like, yo, what's going on? Nick was like, I do this damn draft coverage. I see about 9 guys you got going.
Yeah, your boy Mim's going to go in the first round. Is Kirby good?
Kirby, tell me about all your guys. Kirby start running down the line. Bowers. Oh, you don't have to tell me about Bowers. He started talking about all the guys. He got to Amarius Mims. He was like,
you really think I'm going to answer the question?
And Nick said, I got you.
You've said some crazy stuff today, Carl. That takes the cake.
Why?
Far.
Why? It's the truth.
Because Kirby Smart is looking for his third national championship and to put as many players in the NFL at the highest positions possible. He is not letting out state secrets about player deficiencies to other coaches.
I'm telling you, Nick Saban went down his list. He got to Amarius Mims. He said, Kirby, tell me about Amarius Mims.
He was sitting on his porch at the lake house. On the rocking chair, drinking a Coke, talking to Miss Terry with Kirby on the cell phone.
That's exactly right. And Kirby answered the question like this.
You really think I'm going to answer that question?
And Nick said, I got you. Okay. All right, we're coming back. We're going to go around the yard with Grant McCauley. Braves lose last night. Maybe they can make it up. But why do you pull a guy with just 100 pitches who's pitching his butt off? Grant hopefully can answer that next.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Grant McCauley is here. He normally joins us in the 5 o'clock hour, but he's got some things going on today, so we wanted to make sure we get a chance to talk to him. Grant, first and foremost, Chris came in today really concerned. He's got a lot of stuff on his mind, and he is concerned about the stars of our team, specifically the meat of this lineup and how these guys seemingly are not all hitting right now. We lose last night, but that's not the point. I'm curious to know what you think. We're being carried by Ozuna, right? Money Michael Harris, but Acuna. Acuna, Olsen, right? I mean, Riley had a big hit the other night, but, like, is this a concern for you when you start talking about the stars on this team, the middle of this lineup and the meat of this lineup?
Yeah, I mean, the longer it goes, I mean, you can't ignore it, and I don't think anybody would suggest that. But the good thing about having a lineup like this is that you can have other guys step in. But ultimately, you're expecting these guys, particularly, I mean, the list starts with Ronald Acuna Jr. as the guy that's a reigning National League MVP, the best player on this team, maybe the best player in baseball, simply not getting those results right now. Now, he was able to find himself into the rally where the Braves scored the one run that they did yesterday. So to say that he's not doing anything would be an overreaction to, I think, what he's done this year. But it's not to the lofty standards and the bar that he set a year ago, most certainly. So I don't know if concern is the right word, but clearly, if you're picking the best-case scenario for this team, you'd like to have one or all of these guys hitting and driving in runs and doing the kinds of things that you expect, and you'd like to have that happen sooner than later.
Grant, when it comes to what happened with Max Fried yesterday, I thought it was a brilliant move by Snit, and I'll give you my reasoning why, because it, not so much about that he couldn't have gone out and pitched another inning. I think we all know that he's capable of it. But at the same time, to preserve his confidence for where it is right now, coming off of a couple of really good starts back-to-back now and getting him back into the flow of being an ace pitcher, I thought it was the right move considering he had three innings left to go anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there was no real possibility of him, you know, throwing a no-hitter and with the amount of pitches that he'd already thrown. If you're just doing some simple math, I mean, we saw the difference in when you're super efficient against the Marlins to the point where, hey, it opens the door for a complete game, and that's great. You're not necessarily expecting those, but with this one, I mean, you're right. It was 100 pitches through six innings, but he was able to grind and work through some long counts and get the results that he wanted. So it continues to build not only that, you know, confidence for Max, but also just the, I think, overall, you know, what the teams needed to see from him, knowing that you are seeing that now. And you don't want to do anything that kind of upsets the apple cart, send him out there for the seventh inning, get him in a little bit of trouble, then all of a sudden you're bringing a reliever into a situation where maybe a clean inning would have been the better thing. So a few different reasons why you make that move. But, yeah, I think that with what you're seeing from Max, you're going to take it every single time out. And if he wants to split the difference occasionally between the six-inning outing and the nine-inning complete game, I'm sure the Braves will take that too.
Yeah, we just couldn't, and we've done a lot of this so far, right? But we just couldn't find a way to score last night. Now, it's a long season, but we've been so spoiled here early on, we usually get that big hit, and we were unable to do that last night.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that one big opportunity for the Braves would have been to, you know, bring in Ozzie Albies at the very least after he doubled in Ronald Acuna Jr. for the one run that they were able to get. And had they been able to tack on, that might have changed the outlook of the game. It certainly could have changed the outlook of the ninth inning for A.J. Minter, because that home run wouldn't have lost the game in that regard. But, you know, that's all the hindsight that we get to have each and every day, that a game doesn't go the way that you want it to, and even sometimes when it does. But it was just one of those nights where, and there have been a few of those, obviously, you know, lately for a few of the hitters that we were talking about earlier, for the, you know, Matt Olsons and Austin Rileys of the world that aren't quite, you know, producing at the level that you'd really need them to. And, you know, when you go through the heart of the lineup and you're unable to add at least one more run with a runner on second and nobody out or less than two outs, that kind of thing is a little bit frustrating, especially when it seems to feel like a little bit more of a trend than they want it to.
Grant, wasn't sure I'd be saying this, talking to you as we are about to turn the calendar to May, but Reynaldo Lopez I probably like more than the way that Luis Castillo has started off his season so far in tonight's matchup.
Yeah, it should be an interesting one. I mean, Castillo's a tough customer, but Reynaldo has answered all of the questions, I think, that you had early on about, is this a good idea to put him in the rotation? Is he going to be able to cover innings for the Braves? He's been very good. He's been very consistent. He has pitched, I think, extremely aggressively in terms of getting some swings and misses that he needs to. The fastball has been perfectly good. I mean, better than adequate, I'd say that for sure. I mean, I know he can dial it up 98, 99 out of the bullpen in short bursts, but still throwing 97 in the, you know, middle to late innings that he's been working in each and every one of his starts for the Braves. So, four great starts for him, hopefully a fifth one, and hopefully the Braves offense can, you know, find a way to maybe just that one inning where things are going to start to kind of break through for them, where they can score four or five runs. And, you know, we haven't seen very many home runs lately either, which is not something I thought we'd be talking about at any point with the Braves this year, only three in the last week. And, you know, I went through and was kind of sorting through some stats for Major League Baseball, and while a lot of other hitting rates and metrics are all the same, home runs and thus slugging are down league-wide. I mean, there were four teams last year that had, at this point, 40 home runs. There is one team in baseball that has 40 home runs. There were, I believe, 18 teams that had 30 or more home runs a year ago this time. There are eight teams in baseball that have 30 home runs at this time this year. I'm not going to say that there's something going on with the baseball again, but I'm also not going to say that there isn't anything going on with the baseball, because I just don't trust Major League Baseball to not do things that are just not in its own best interest while not realizing what kinds of things, you know, how people perceive these kinds of changes when it does come out that, oh, well, yeah, there was a little something different about the quality of the baseball.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. By the way, Lopez has allowed, what, two earned runs in 25 innings this season? That's crazy. It's just crazy. Grant McCauley joining us, guys, as we talk about the Braves. Their series continues in Seattle. And by the way, you know, we don't want to make excuses, but flying out west, right? I mean, all that stuff that plays into it, you're playing later. Like, I don't take that for granted. Hell, you know, you take a flight out there, you can go to Vegas or L.A., and Grant, you know this. I mean, it hits you, right?
I mean, it's all in there, and you don't get the off days. I mean, they'll have one in between Seattle and Los Angeles, but at that point, at least they'll have hopefully adjusted to a little bit of the time change that comes with it. But, yeah, I mean, it's all factors. And, no, you don't want to make excuses about it, because travel's been a part of the game for a very long time. But, you know, I feel like, you know, this is an offense that's kind of searching for answers as it was. That probably didn't help out.
All right, my man. It's always good. We'll see what happens tonight as Ronaldo Lopez gets another shot. Hopefully we can pick up another dub. Grant, always good to visit with you. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's our ace, Ronaldo Lopez.
You ready to go there now? He's pitching well.
You know what? You know what's interesting, too? I look forward to asking Grant this.
Will he be pulled, by the way, after 100 pitches tonight? Just asking.
Yes, and he should be. The Phillies, man.
What about him?
They're good.
They're hot.
They're good.
Yeah.
The rest of the division is playing out exactly like you thought it would. The Marlins have six wins on the season. The Nationals are actually hanging in. They're doing better than I thought. They're 500. The Mets are 500. Carl, the Phillies are 19-11, and they're 7-3 in their last 10 games.
They're balling. I can't lie. Here's why: when we do see them through the course of this season, and we got tons of matchups, these are going to be big series.
Yep.
They just are. And it's not about just winning the division. I think it's about setting the tone as you get towards the end of the season. Every time we see the Phillies, we need to punch them in the face. I said it. That's where this needs to happen. That's what needs to happen.
You know what's so funny, too? We were just talking with Grant about the lack of the offensive production. The Braves have the best run differential in the division, and it's not even close. They're plus 46.
Wow.
Phillies plus 20.
That's, yeah. No, we're a better team. I think we are overall a better team, but the Phillies are playing well. Coming up, why is my dog waking me up? What is Dave and Buster's doing that's absolutely crazy? And it's the best TV show on right now. It's Dukes and Bell.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Never mind.
It's time for Shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Timing of this is bad. Because you see what I have here, right?
Those would be a collection of nuts.
Yes, correct. And you know, as soon as that music started, really? That's where you're going to go? I put some almonds. Literally, I was chewing on almonds as that music started. Just the timing of that was terrible. It's
As a veteran radio host like yourself, Carl,
yeah,
who's teaching a young whippersnapper like me the ropes,
yeah,
you are setting a terrible example.
Well, listen, as you can see, I'm still crunching. These almonds are delicious. By the way, favorite nut? Favorite nut?
Cashew.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
The pistachio.
Oh, I love pistachios.
Interesting. I'm getting into the unshelled ones right now.
Well, those I was just really about good. To say, pistachios are a lot of work, though.
Yeah, but I like the shells. I like the crack, and I like the work that's involved with that.
Oh, all the little bits get stuck in your teeth,
though.
It's
the best.
Oh, no.
You know what? Pistachios are, that's probably my favorite nut. That's my favorite nut. But cashews, I love cashews. It's Dukes and Bell. Chris is in for Mike today. A couple of things before I tell you about why my dog's waking me up. Or I don't know why. Actually,
Mikey!
I need your help. I need your help, okay?
Mikey.
Yeah, Mikey's on my nerves right now. It may be the best TV show on. I haven't started it yet. But I will give you this. Every show that you've turned me on to has been on. It has been a hit.
Well, thank you, Carl.
So you came in the other day and you said, have you seen Baby Reindeer?
That's right.
And I said, no, what is Baby Reindeer? So I want you to tell the audience, because again, we are now in that time period where, look, summer's here. You're looking for stuff to binge, right? I mean, the kids are going to be out of school here in May. You're going on vacations. You're doing whatever it is you're doing. And you're going to be looking for stuff to binge. You were blown away by this show.
First of all, it is a delectable 7 episodes, 30 minutes each.
Oh, that's easy.
So you can suck that sucker down in just a couple of sessions.
All right.
All right. So here's the premise without giving away too much. There is a young, up-and-coming British comedian who is struggling mightily. He works a day job at a bar as a keep. A woman comes in who is in about her mid to late 30s, early 40s, sits down at the bar and becomes infatuated with this barkeep / struggling comedian. She then becomes his stalker. And the show dives into their relationship, her past, his past, and just how these two individuals, brought together by these set of circumstances, set off an atomic bomb in this young man's life that changes him forever.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you had me as we started talking about this. And again, we're always looking for stuff to watch. And so Baby Reindeer, it's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, and I will warn everybody out there who hasn't seen it yet. When you get to episode 4, just take a deep breath.
Okay.
It is one of the single most intense episodes of television I have ever seen.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is, and it's less about the visuals, and it's more about the actions and
the female
lingering
stalker?
You know what the most ironic part of it is? It doesn't have to do with her.
Okay.
It's a completely separate plot line from that. But it all stems from her becoming his stalker.
All right. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to definitely check it out. So, Baby Reindeer, that's the TV show. Big O, let's talk about what Dave and Buster's is doing, because I was blown away as we were talking about this earlier. It's Guy Talk, guys. Coming up, Falcon Report will tell you about the convenient narrative that is going on around the country and how much the Falcons were in on Michael Penix. If you haven't heard, stay there. Big O, what's Dave and Buster's doing?
They are about to revolutionize the sports betting game, Carl Dukes.
How?
If you are a loyalty member of Dave & Buster's and are over the age of 18, in the coming months, you will begin to be able to bet on any arcade game in a Dave & Buster's. Say you and a buddy Friday night had a couple drinks and, you know what, I'm pretty good at Papa Shot. Well, I'm better than you at Papa Shot. Care to put some money on that?
Oh,
you can now put $5 wagers down on games like Papa Shot, like Skee Ball, all that Dave & Buster's has to offer. Coming soon.
Legally,
you will be allowed to make sports. Yes, they're going to include this in the machines now. Sports betting will be legal. I say sports betting as in Papa Shot and Skee Ball or sports games, but betting will be allowed. Betting will be legal. And Dave and Buster's.
This is not going to go
this
well.
This is trying too hard, bro. Because you know what
this
you're
is
gonna
not
going to
go well.
You're going to get 55-year-old degenerate men trying to take the Papa Shot from the 12-year-old kid at Dave and Buster's. That's hey, what's going to happen.
Give me your lunch money, kid.
Okay, which one are you better at? Skeet? Are you better at? Are you better at Papa Shot?
I'm Papa Shot. I'm two hands.
Okay.
Well, Orr's got a distinct advantage too.
What? What's his advantage?
He can pretty much just push the ball right into the hoop.
What is he saying? You're saying he's long?
I'm saying
they make those rims small though.
I'm saying when Orr's got a full arc going on the top of his shot, he's 7 foot.
The rims are short. They're small. The balls are flat. Like they try to make it tough on you.
The balls are flat.
Did you say flat?
He said that they are flat.
Were you Orr? Playing at a slow pace?
I was playing at a slow pace, yes.
I don't think this – listen, this is just me. I don't think this is a good idea.
Were you a little soft on the ball, Orr?
I don't see how that
– I thought we were a little soft on the ball.
Yeah, a little soft. I don't see how this is going to make it – like your experience better.
This is ridiculous. It's just going to call – think about how many fights this is going to
cause. Well, that's the thing. Like, guys getting cheated out of feeling like, hey, I beat you or whatever. Are they going to have a dispute manager on staff? I mean, seriously.
You're gonna cash it at the window.
I mean, who's stopping all of this?
Like the ticket window where you get the pencils and the erasers, and the next to it, you got like the cash register.
Yeah, man threatened with knife you know, after failing to get the high score on the Simpsons video game. Like, what are we talking about?
I don't think, listen, Dave and Buster's do you. I love Dave and Buster's. It's a fun place to go. Take the kids even, you know, but man,
not anymore.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, how outrageous is this going to get? I don't know if it's going to be that crazy. And by the way, most people, I don't know if they'll be aware of this unless they just start to promote it a lot. And I haven't seen anything about it until you told me today.
Could you imagine, like, you're playing, like, the racing game and you got the guy next to you and you're giving him elbows trying to throw him off.
He covers his eyes.
Or you're playing the Jurassic Park shooting game and you bump into him so it throws a shot off and he misses the dinosaur. I mean, I'm telling, this is what's going to happen
now, Carl. We're talking about, though, real quick. We're talking about $5, right? That's what you said. Is that right?
Money is money, man.
That's the wager? $5.
Money is money.
Oh, I know. Are you guys going to do this out there?
No.
Are you gonna, I'm not.
No
I'm,
way.
I'll go shoot Papa Shot. I'll do the skeet thing. I'm not betting on it.
In the world we're at, like, hey, sports betting, it is a global phenomenon right now.
So how?
Gambling, but so how did that happen?
But how do they make anything out of this? That's my question.
What's the house get on this?
Yeah.
What's the house take?
Yeah, because, like, if Turlo and I are going to play and then, you know, we're betting, bets $5 that he can beat me.
I think it's an attraction. They probably want more people to become loyalty members.
Yeah, that's probably it.
So the membership, well, what do you pay to become a loyalty member? And that's you're encouraging more folks to become loyalty members, and that's where you get the money right there.
Well, you know, I would assume they probably give you the money on some kind of card. And they tax it or something like that.
Yeah, just
they're not spitting out cash at you.
But that car better be good for things outside of Dave and Buster's, not free mozzarella sticks.
That would be something good to investigate, right?
Or free drinks or something, or you build points or something. And listen, I don't know enough about it. That's why we're talking about it. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our Guy Talk segment. Yeah, Oren hit me with that earlier, and I was like, Dave and Buster's is doing what? Hey, real quick, guys, if you have a dog, and I'm just asking, so for the vets out there and all the folks, we got a great bet. But Mikey is 1, 2, 3. He's 11.
Mikey.
He's 12. Terrier. He's the little guy we've had, and he was a rescue. He's been a great dog. But as of late, and
he's
I don't know.
Been a great dog?
Well, he's been a great dog. Right now, he's being a jerk.
Okay.
The last 2 weeks, he got a haircut, okay? Went and got a haircut.
A little summer cut, yeah.
Right? Came home. He's drinking water like it's going away.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, what's the deal, bro? Why are you drinking all this water? But that's not it, Turtle. He's waking us up at 2 and 3 in the morning.
Oh, because he's got to go out.
Well, no, he wants a drink, and then he's got to go out. So here's the deal, and this is the argument that I've been having with my wife. I'm like, look, we got to treat this like a puppy. Got to take the water away, right? And she's like, that's cruel. You can't do that. I'm like, no, it's not. This dude's getting me up at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. He cannot drink after a certain time. But the deal with this is it is an unusual amount of thirst. So I'm not sure, like, and here's the deal. We've been saying, all right, maybe we should take him in or whatever. But it's just the weirdest thing. And you know how you tie certain events together? It's like he went and got this haircut, and then he came back, and he was a different dog. And it's like, did something happen there? I don't think so. But when did this happen, and why all of a sudden is he drinking like this? So it's just unusual. But I don't know about you guys, but, like, the puppy phase, we've been so far out of that. It's like Mikey's a well-behaved dog. But, dude, he's getting us up super early. And he's like, yo, and he's on your chest. He's like, hey, I got to go. So if you know any reasons why, listen, and I Google, don't Google, because it brings you all that craziness.
My instant thought goes to, like, a kidney.
Well, that's the thing. And you're like, oh, he's got some kind of function going on. But I just thought it was really unusual. He went and got a haircut and then came back. And now he's like, just drinking like crazy.
Carl, he's an old man. Can you let him live?
He's an old man.
Can you let him live?
He is an old man. He is an old man.
Listen, you got to let him live. Even if it, you know what? Because you know what, Carl?
Why don't you come over and take him out at 3 a.m.?
I did that for 2 years, Carl. I was a proud Rover service member.
Oh, cool.
And I served the great city of Atlanta for the first 2 years I was here.
You did do that.
I did. And I met probably over a good 50 furry friends that I made. And some of them had special needs. And you got to take, because
are you saying my dog needs special needs?
Much like the Falcons are taking on Michael Penix Jr., you have to own the full responsibility when you take on a commitment like that. When you take on Mikey, for better or for worse, it's almost like your wedding vows. For better or for worse, for sickness and in health, that's your little buddy. So you need to take care of him. If he's waking you up at 3 a.m., you should have thought of that 11 years ago when you brought him.
Are you serious? Like, you're basically telling me, like, the doctor's nothing I can do?
I mean, I don't know what a vet's going to tell you, but for right now, until you get it squared away, yeah, that's your burden
to
bear, brother.
All right, fine.
That's your cross to bear.
Well, I'm bearing it right now. Hey, let me tell you something. It's not fun, okay? It's not fun at all. And like last night we had it out. I'm not even going to lie. Like he was like,
"You had it out with an 11-year-old dog, Carl."
Yes. You don't ever tell your dog how you feel?
Well, me and Rafa, that was a sensitive subject. Now we're friends, but yeah, that was a sensitive subject.
Well, you got to tell him how you feel sometimes. I'm like, yeah. "Mikey, you know this is not cool." And then he's like, "I don't care. I need to go."
Yeah.
Right?
You got no place in this argument, Carl.
Anybody have any answers? No. I'm asking.
404-726-0929.
Yeah, text us, let us know. But like seriously, and I mean like he will be out. He will come in and he'll be like, "I need a drink." Not a sip. You feel me? I'm like, "What, dude? What is going on? You act like you've never had a drink before." Anyways, that's what's going on. All right. Falcon Report's on the way. More of your thoughts about Michael Penix and how serious were they about him. I think many of you believe this was a... this was a last second thought. And it wasn't. Very funny, Oren. Very funny. We're coming back. Chris is in for Mike today. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
See you at the foosball table, sucker.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.